Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we focused on praying about a time to plant. And prayer focus throughout the week is looking at how we ought to plant, the things we ought to plant. If we expect and we desire a good harvest, and we've talked about planting a harvest of righteousness. We've talked about planting the things that we want to harvest. And today we're going to talk about a time to plant generously. And I know for many people you hear that, and the first thing that you think of, and often the first thing I think of, when I think and hear generous, is money. And in the context of the verse that we're kind of keyed in today, it definitely applies to money. But I believe this time to plant generously goes even beyond our financial resources. And the key verse comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Paul writes, it says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." It's one of those principles of planting. Not only do you harvest what you plant, but you harvest in increasing proportion to what you plant. And God talks about the good seed, and he talks about some produces a certain amount, and some produces a greater amount, and some even more, but every one of those was an increase compared to what was actually planted. And it's not that there's this formula that says if we plant this much, we can guarantee this much of a harvest. But God's principle is if we plant generously, we will harvest generously. And when you think about it, it raises the question in my mind, how generous am I? And I suspect it also raises the question of what is it that I want a generous harvest of? I think one of the things that the prayer guide has already looked at is this harvest of righteousness. And I want an abundant harvest of righteousness in my own life, in the lives of those around me. And so am I planting righteousness generously? Am I choosing to do the right things according to God's standards? And many times we want to make this into a formula that if I give so much money, I can expect even more back. And we look at the aspects of religion and Christianity that we often hear referred to as the wealth and the health and wealth gospel. And while there is biblical teaching that applies to our finances, and God talks about keeping the moths from eating our treasures, the locusts from devouring our crops, when we're generous with Him, I believe the more important things are the questions of how generous am I with the fruit of the Spirit, with planting love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control in my own life, but in the lives of others. I suspect most of us, at least, I would hope all of us, hear those qualities and think, I would like to see more of that in my own life. I would like to see more of that in the lives of my family members and the lives of my church family and the lives of my community and the lives of everyone. But those things don't just happen by accident. It takes the planting of seeds, the planting of God's seed, God's Spirit within us. I'm guessing we've all been a part of a contagious negativity at one point or another in our life. Often a very unintentional, but it's the old, you have a bad day at work, you come home and you take it out on the family and you kick the dog and you do all of these things that you never really meant to do. It's just those seeds were planted throughout the day. And as a general principle of harvest is, not only do you harvest what you plant, you harvest after you plant, sometime later. And so some of our actions, we harvest, more quickly than others. And so as I go about my day, what seeds am I planting in my mind? We talked the previous week about taking our thoughts captive. How our mind and our thoughts control, not in a sense of beyond our control, because we have the command to take our thoughts captive, but they determine, is probably a better word, what our actions end up being. And so throughout the day, am I planting seeds of encouragement? Am I planting seeds of hope and love? Am I planting seeds of peace? And sometimes you think, well, I don't have control over that. Those seeds of discouragement were planted in my mind by someone else. Those seeds of despair, those seeds of doubt. And while that may be true, we have greater things that we can plant in our mind that would grow if we allowed them to. Who are we encouraging throughout the day? Who are we being kind to? You see, we plant those seeds generously when we practice them generously. You see, the idea of whatever, the one that sows generously will reap generously, puts the emphasis in a sense on not what's being planted in our life, but what we are planting. It's an active thing. It's not a passive, I'll grow and become whatever the accumulation of others becomes in my life. I think one of the ways that we overcome the things being planted by the world, the things being planted by the enemy, the things being planted by the people around us is to be very busy and very deliberate in what we plant in the lives of others. For me, it's the road stuff. I'm very rule-oriented, and when someone is driving in a way or kind of breaks those rules, I end up frustrated in my mind. And I can't change what they do, but what I can do is change what I'm planting. And so when someone cuts in front of me because they're not paying attention or because they're in a hurry or because of whatever reason, rather than planting those seeds of anger or plant seeds of mercy, And let the next person go that wants to. You know, so many times we allow the seeds to be planted in our mind because we've not come up with good seed to replace it with. And so when things are a struggle in life, when things are a struggle at work, when things are a struggle in your home, make those deliberate choices to plant good seed and to plant it generously. It's God's principle that when you sow generously, you will reap a generous harvest. And when you spend your day, regardless of how anybody else acts, you spend your day planting seeds of kindness, seeds of mercy, seeds of forgiveness, seeds of love. Those are the things that we could all use a generous harvest in. As we spend time today praying, I would encourage you to ask God to help you evaluate what it is you're planting generously. What do people know you for? What do they know you as? One of the movies that I enjoy is because of the title as much as anything, but some of the interaction in the Grumpy Old Men. And I wonder, is that what people think of me as? Is that what they think of you as? Just a grumpy person? Is that what I've planted? Is that what you've planted? I think we can learn a lot. Not that they're always accurate, but how people see us. In part is due to what we've been planting. And the good news is we have a choice that we can change if the things we've been planting with our life, with our words, and yes, even with our money, have not been producing a good harvest. We can start today to plant generously the very things that we want to reap generously. Today, choose to plant hope. Choose to plant God's word. Choose to encourage others. And trust God to produce a generous harvest. Do you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've shown us through not only your word, but through creation, this very principle of sowing generously in order to reap a harvest that is generous. God, today help us to examine our life with your help, with the help of your Spirit, in an accurate way to have a better view of what it is that we are planting. And not just what we're planting, but to evaluate how generous we are. And especially with those things that we want to harvest in abundance. God, today help us to give careful thought to how generous we are with our encouragement of others, with our forgiveness, with our kindness, with our patience, with those traits that are part of the fruit of your Spirit that we really want in abundance. Father, that I look at our nation and I see how divisive and torn apart we seem to be, it's not that difficult to look back and to notice how generous the seeds of division were being planted. And how much more in abundance that we're harvesting that bad seed that was planted over a lot of years. Father, sometimes we look at it, we think, well, my part in it was so small, I didn't realize. But Father, today we have the opportunity to plant seeds of unity, seeds of peace, and to plant them generously so that we can reap a generous harvest. So Father, help us to forgive. Help us to encourage. Help us to be kind. Help us to represent and be more like Jesus every day. To love people. To want a generous harvest in their life, a harvest of righteousness. May we have wisdom in sharing the good news of Jesus in ways that bring about hope and change. And may we be faithful in planting those seeds of righteousness, those seeds of hope. Especially in those times when the harvest doesn't come as quickly as we really want. So Father, today may we live with a reflection of your generosity. May we recognize that every bit of generosity that we're able to live with is because of your generosity towards us. So may we look for those opportunities. May we be a different person because we're harvesting good things that were sown in great measure. Father, heal our mind, heal our families, heal our church families, heal our communities, our nation. And may that healing come about because we're planting generously the things that are contained in your word. And Father, may that healing always be focused on Jesus. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.